One family member has said, this is long overdue. No nation is perfect, but here in America, we confront our imperfections and face a sometimes painful past, including the truth that some of these soldiers fought and died for a country that did not always see them as equal. Ask their fellow veterans, ask their families, and they'll tell you that their extraordinary deeds merited the highest recognition. And today, we have the chance to set the record straight. This is the single largest group of service members to be awarded the Medal of Honor since the Second World War.
No matter who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's the skinny on that. It was a Tuesday, but a different kind of Tuesday. It's 24 mostly ethnic or minority soldiers who, in many cases, were shot, were dragging fallen brothers, some who were dead, out of the melee, others who were surviving. They got the Medal of Honor that the government concluded, hey, they should have gotten this a long time ago. You're talking about Hispanics, Jews, African Americans, who were identified following a review, a congressional review, to ensure that they were eligible recipients, not just to give them out, for the highest recognition for valor, which that's what it is, the Medal of Honor. So only three of the 24 were alive for the president to drape the medals and ribbons around their necks. And you heard Obama say, today we have the chance to set the record straight. And setting the record straight is important. Three surviving recipients of the medal, Vietnam veterans Jose Rodella, Melvin Morris, and Santiago Arriva, got the standing ovation as they were pretty somber in the acknowledgement of that. Such a long time coming, and the memories probably that they had, many of them, like I said, under heavy fire, obviously. One of them was someone who was part of a special forces group back in the late 60s, and he and his company of actually Cambodian soldiers who helped he helped recruit had heavy fire from the North Vietnamese Army troops and were lucky to even get out, the ones that were able to get out. In fact, he was the only member of his company who was moving, and he began to run from one spot to the next, checking for casualties and survivors in different positions to try to have a defense line, and constantly exposing himself and his location and all of that sort of thing. So that is a very good deed, without a doubt, that that they got the Medal of Honor. There is a second part to this and some crazy nonsense that is actually happening to other veterans when it comes to blocking them. It's the yin and the yang in this country, blocking them from getting on flights because they can't get off of the new fly list. We go to Izzy right off the bat here on ATN. Hey, Izzy, how you doing?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing okay, I think. First off, I just want to say God bless those young lads that helped save that, or did save that lady.
Yeah.
It really restores a person's faith in young people today, because so
yep.
many would just walk away.
Yep.
So I just, a big shout out for those young men. But you were talking about Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And my mother had dementia, which is a lesser form of Alzheimer's. And she did not know who I was for about the last 5 years.
Mm.
Had absolutely no idea who I was. And I have a friend who's now 85. She's my oldest and dearest friend, and I'm watching her decline mentally, and I keep encouraging her to get on her computer and do word games.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is we can be genetically predisposed to certain illnesses, but we can also fight certain ones. And keeping your mind active with word games or spelling, anything that causes you to think. Reading is another good exercise. Do you know people just won't do it? They sit their butts down in front of a television, and they're just like zombies.
Yeah.
And I just rarely watch television. Well, I don't have TV, actually, other than my movies. And I'll pop in a movie once in a while. Other than that, I don't. But I'm constantly reading, reading, reading. I'm constantly doing word exercises because I do have brain damage from a blow to the left side of my head. Temporal lobe palming is what it's called. And it can be very difficult to deal with. I can't imagine dealing with dementia, and I don't feel concerned that I will have it. I believe my mother got it because she was always a very active woman, very, very artistic and musically inclined, but she was isolated. And isolation is an enemy of older people. And so people out there with older family members, you need to understand they need activity.
Mm.
They need socialization to keep their brains active.
So true.
And I hate to bring that. Well, I don't hate to bring it up, but a lot of people will probably be a little insulted. But keep them active in their church, if nothing else, because at least you get them out of the house and they socialize. And it's a good place, you know, to be around other people. And because it is a terrible disease. I used to work part-time when I was doing my internships at a state hospital. And I don't think people realize how horribly sad it is to watch these once very vital people sitting there rotting from the inside out, literally. And it just was probably why I never became a nurse. I could not deal with the horrors that I saw elderly people go through and or young children. But when it comes to Alzheimer's, the first sign, the very first clue you see, you need to jump on it. You don't wait and say, well, she's just having an off day or he's having a bad day. No, you jump on it. And
yeah.
You make sure you start getting them help. And I don't care how much time it takes from family members. This is a family person, and you need to be helping them.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know,
sage advice. Great advice, Izzy. Wow. Yeah.
But didn't I tell you, Maldives, but last night?
Yes, I said that. Yes, and now they're saying they thought they saw the plane. I was like, wow, she's, you know, you're like Madam Cleo. You knew exactly what happened. That was interesting.
No,
yeah.
I just started looking at the maps and talking with my nephew and brother, and I was going, wait a minute, you know, this place is to land.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read that I judged it, and I'm going, that plane is somewhere, and it's hostage. End of discussion.
Yeah, it seems odd to me. I agree with you. Izzy, thanks. Great stuff. And listen to her advice as somebody who had to deal with it. They're saying women age 60 and older have a 1 in 6 chance of getting Alzheimer's disease in their lifetime, twice as likely to develop it compared with breast cancer. And you know how much we're spending this year alone already? We've spent on Alzheimer's care $214 billion. We're checking the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Once again, as I am fond of telling all of you out there, the best way to get to America tonight, it seems that, geez, from day one since I signed on for this program, you found me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So people continue to do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and it's that easy. We are full, pegging in the red. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First note that I got today, and I thought, boy, I didn't see this anywhere. And I want to thank Ed. Ed from Chicago, he says he's from Chicago, sent this in, and he says, Kate, I just wanted to alert you because I know you say that your studio is in Dallas. Well, there was a guy who apparently fell off the rim of the Grand Canyon, and I think he's from your neck of the woods. Well, I hadn't heard that story, but I looked it up, and in fact, it was a guy, his name is John Anderson from Grapevine, Texas, and he was there with his family, very sad, just 53, he's there with his family. On Saturday morning, he fell, somehow he lost his footing, he fell 350 feet near the one of the lodges, the El Tovar Lodge, and the park rangers, you know, got to him as fast as they could, but they couldn't resuscitate him, and they, you know, he was with his wife, and but when he fell, he was alone, very, very sad, and wasn't, automatically when I heard this, and after I got that email, I thought, oh, this is another picture-taking thing. But it wasn't. It wasn't a picture-taking thing. So then statistically I found out that the rangers there actually respond to, they say, give or take, about 1,300 medical problems a year and 300 searches and rescue missions. So that happens a bunch at the canyon. You figure you got 5 million people to go to the Grand Canyon. I went to the Grand Canyon a long, long time ago and stupidly hiked up and down it in one day. Do not ask me how I did it. I have no idea. Or why. I had one canteen. I was with a boyfriend. That's probably why. And by the time I got to the top, it was like an 8-hour day. Just remember, I don't think I have ever been that parched in my life. But sad, sad, sad story for that family. Awful, awful thing to find out. Okay, then this one from Bob, listening to us in Florida, and he says, Kate, we've been getting your show now for about 7 months. I really like it. And I want to say kudos and sempify to the men that received the Medal of Honor from the White House today. I heard something about that, that they hadn't got one originally, but now these veterans are getting the belated Medals of Honor. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's it is huge that they got that. There was a couple of soldiers, only three were still alive, and this was for what they did during the Vietnam, Korean, and World War III, those wars, and they were just not awarded. They weren't awarded the medals, and the president said that, and the military said, let's you know, write this thing. And I mean, anytime you have someone who serves and what they do in the war, and to not be, you know, when they're like Army Green Berets in Vietnam at 69, and they charge gallantly into the fire to save their injured buddies, their comrades, and pull out the bodies of the people who were fallen and all that kind of stuff, shot, bleeding. That was one of the stories. And they got to be honored, and for some reason passed over for whatever reason that was. Some of them were Hispanic, and some were black soldiers as well. So the good thing is they righted the wrong. So how about that? It's in 2002, it was part of the Defense Authorization Act, where they set up a review specifically of Jewish and Hispanic veterans who served in the middle of the century to make sure that the ones that hadn't got the Medal of Honor and should have gotten the Medal of Honor but didn't get it because of some kind of prejudice ended up getting it. So that's the beautiful thing about that. Bravo, I agree. Absolutely. Okay, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, boy, this thing with the plane, I think you're right. I heard you talking about it the other night. Some people called in, a lot of them thinking it is terrorism. We can't get enough of this. Every place I tune into cable-wise, that's all I hear about is this 777 and what could have possibly happened to it and what was the plane's path and what new evidence is there and all the speculation. I'll tell you, I don't know at this rate if they're ever going to find that plane, and that I think is very freakish. Well, if they didn't find the plane, it would be pretty freakish, and there is no guarantee of it. I mean, what do we know? We don't know anything. They did, I guess the thing that was the most interesting to me is we're talking about the pilots and the pilots' association with the terrorist group and, you know, being fanatical about one guy. And they say there was nothing on the pilots' computers, no emails, nothing that indicated there was anything going to happen here. Which, can you arrive at any solid info because of that? No, because who knows? I mean, was it an erratic flight path because they were avoiding something? Was it erratic because it was something sinister? Why weren't there any phone calls? All that kind of stuff. And boy, there are a lot of people on that plane, and I think that is just the saddest thing of all. And one of the former pilots that used to fly that plane said there's no way it was a mechanical error. He was all over the place, that there was no way that could have happened. How did the plane slip by the radar, turning off the equipment? Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're looking at the pilots still. They're looking at the passengers. They're scrutinizing the manifests and to see if they can find any other clues as to what happened to Flight 370. Somebody else also, Scott, wanted to throw in his two cents. Kate, hands down, you've been talking about this for a couple of days now. I think it was terrorism. Don't ask me to figure it all out, but I would think that now they are trying to put these theories together anyway and question anybody they can and find out any sort of information that's a given. It's a big puzzle, there's no question, but if I had to pick something as the cause of this, and I guess I'm shooting at the dark like everybody else, but I think it just kind of reeks of terrorism. Well, the area they're talking about, the area being searched, is now 2.97 million square miles. So that's basically the size of the continental United States if you were to look at a map. That's a lot of territory, deep, very tough. And the more, I mean, there's so many days have gone by now. We're well over a week, and pretty soon the black box, forget about it. So it's, once you're in this situation, it's going to be, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to recover this plane. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they find the Malaysian airliner sooner rather than later. But it is very strange, and that's why we are talking about it here in the United States and everywhere else. It's that thing that I say, the buzz in the backyard. What are you jawing about when you're sitting down for a cup of joe with your pals? You're at the barbershop. You're, you know, trucking around college campus from young to old. Everybody seems to have an opinion on this. All right, now I got this one from Stu, who says, Kate, I know you have a lot of friends in the TV business. You've talked about working in California before. I was wondering if you had any connection to the helicopter guys that crashed in Seattle. You know, that story is terrible. They say they're trying to figure out what made the copter crash. It was in the morning during rush hour. It's right by the Space Needle. And they said there was kind of this unusual noise that happened, and the helicopter spiraled, and it didn't, you know, it wasn't in the sky. It didn't stay skyward. It just spiraled into the ground, burst into flames. The flames spread to some cars that were parked. And it's interesting that I get an email about that, because I had a lot of friends that worked in California with me when I got out of school, and many of them went to the station where the two guys were from. Como was the name of the station. That's where they had both worked for a long time. And, man, it's very, very sad that happened, obviously, and it's shaken up a lot of people. Because you don't think about that. The guy's name was Bill. The one guy that the photographer that some of the people I worked with knew pretty well was Bill Strothman was his name. And the helicopter pilot, by the way, was Gary Fitzner, and was a guy who had been in the air for a very long time. But Strothman had a whole bunch of Emmys, like a crazy amount, 14 Emmys or something to his name. And I know four or five different people that worked with him when they went up to Seattle, and they say he was just such a professional and so much a perfectionist, got just incredible footage when he went out. And he knew that pictures really meant something in the television business, obviously. And, you know, that whole thing about every picture tells a story and, yeah, that kind of thing. So really, really sad. Just one of those freak accidents. And they're still investigating it, obviously, as to what happened there. But thanks for that heads up and remembering that and asking me that question. If you want to share anything at all, what's going on in the news, the buzz in your backyard, whatever, throw it at us. Well, send it to us, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to fake TV.com. FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze-dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze-dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on your bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight.
I want to walk with you.
Once again, the mailbox is full, and most of the people that have emailed this show want to talk about overtime, missing planes, and referendums. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Britt says, okay, bring on the Russians. I disagree with the people who say we need to keep our nose out of the business in the Crimea Peninsula. I've been listening to some of the people who've come on your show, and duly noted, I respect Jeff Atticott, but I disagree. I think the spread of democracy only happens when you're more diligent on top of what other countries are doing and not backing away from it. So I do think we need to help the Ukrainians achieve what they were trying to achieve, which is why their past president ran for the hills. If he was so popular and it was working so well, that wouldn't have happened. And it gave the Russians the perfect opportunity to just swoop in and try to take a chunk of territory back. I say no, do not let them do that. I am tired of Putin and his pug nose and attitude. Well, here's the thing. Putin has definitely thrown it in the face of Obama in the United States. I mean, that started in a couple of other instances, in particular the Ed Snowden thing last June. because here's an American, seeks asylum, gets it, temporary asylum in Russia. And one of the things that Putin said, who's massively passive-aggressive, well, of course, if we will not allow any state secrets of a country to be released, that's not correct, or that's not right to have that happen. So he wouldn't have asylum here, temporary asylum, if that's going on. And, of course, since then, he has done that. So apparently they're not sticking to those rules anymore. And I am certain they've had plenty of, Putin's had plenty of conversations with Snowden, or at least one or two, I would imagine, or his henchmen certainly have had those conversations. And this is the deal. This is Putin sticking his finger in our eye, and that's it. The problem is, in the Crimea, there are a lot of people, it's pretty split, who would prefer to be part of the Russian Federation. So now that door has been kicked open. Hey, we're going to have a referendum. There are too many ballots printed up, and that's mysterious, and that makes you think, ballot box, stuffing the ballot box. But there are legitimately, not people who are forced at gunpoint, but people who legitimately would rather be part of the Russian Federation. And, of course, because the Ukraine's bankrupt, the president fled, and all those problems happened, and that's why some of that has led to the, I think, the thought process. I don't know that for sure. So the biggest problem is the fact that I think is that Putin is bullying us and we look terrible in that scenario. But on the other hand, I don't agree that we have to be the big spreaders of democracy. Yes, there are people that want democracy. There are people that are in heinous situations and they want to drink from the cup of opportunity that we have in the United States. But the problem is we're getting invested in all these places where that's not what's happening anyway. What do you think is going to happen when we leave Afghanistan? What happened when we left Iraq? Now we're starting to see it explode again with all of the religious problems they had before. They're bubbling back up again with two different factions, thousands of years of history. So maybe a few things are better in Iraq, but they're not going to be, it's not going to be a full-on democracy with, the occasional kook that sets off the suicide bomb in the market. That's not what's happening. And then what's going to happen in Afghanistan? So where are we picking our spots that we're investing in to try to help people? For goodness sake, we still have men on the border, right? North Korea, South Korea, we're there. I mean, if we're the watchdog, we are just going to be spread even thinner because we've had some military cuts. Even though if you talk to someone in the military, they say, we don't need all those people. This nonsense of it's back to pre-World War II, it doesn't matter because this is a different era. It's a different kind of war that you wage anyway. I don't agree with that. I don't think so. Invested in the Crimea. The Putin problem is the thing for me. So if this was, I'm just saying, and I know people hold up Ronald Reagan as though there was never even a flaw with Reagan, but if we wound the clock back and this was Reagan, what would be happening in the Crimea? What would have happened in the Snowden situation? And so you can't be, you know, this is the problem with the administration. One second you waver like a blade of grass in different directions, and then the next second you're trying to stand tall like the oak tree. So which is it? You got to pick a position, and that's who you are, and that defines the administration. Is it better to have diplomacy? Well, yeah, if you could have diplomacy first, of course. I mean, do I want to shoot you in the head before we even have an argument and decide to do something different? But we're beyond all that. Now you've got Kerry saying, if the referendum goes off, then forget about it Monday. Look out for serious consequences. So is that going to change Putin's mind? No. They're going to go ahead with the referendum. That's not going to change. We had another one on that. Jack had this to say. He said, man, I'll tell you what. I think we need to just get out of this situation with the Ukraine and Crimea. It doesn't make any sense because I don't think it's going to matter in the end. It's Russia, Russia all the time. I've seen the flags. I've heard the people chanting. I believe when they do the referendum, they're going to choose Russia. So is it forced or not forced, or what is the deal there? Are people being tortured? Are people having shoots put into their fingernails? I don't think so, Kate. So those who want democracy, I'm sorry, but I don't see our version of democracy heading there anytime soon. They don't have any money. They're going to end up like the Greeks. All right, so that's two that are, that's, you know, basically two that are saying, forget about it. It's not going to end up that way anyway. Go to this one. This is from Sybil in Illinois. Hey, Ms. Delaney, been listening to your show. My boyfriend listens, and he turned me on to it when I'm up late. I listen as well. Go get him. Keep fighting the good fight in radio land. Speaking of good fights, I am not necessarily a huge fan of the president's, but I think the overtime thing is something that should be discussed. I believe a lot of people who employ all kinds of folks try to get the better of them, making them fear for their jobs, forcing comp time that can't be used because otherwise they couldn't get their job done. So it ends up not rolling over. They can't roll it over, and it's a big nightmare. But it's a perfect way for a company to get out of having to pay when they should have to pay the fair wage for somebody who's working a lot of hours, and especially hours that bleed over what the norm would be. So here's the problem. If we're talking about executives, this, again, this is a negotiable thing. People are negotiating in their jobs that, okay, here's the deal. This is my salary, blah, blah, blah. You're the director. You're the assistant VP, assistant manager, or whatever. And that's it. You're not getting overtime for that. You're getting the salary versus the hourly. And then there's ways around all of that. I mean, that's what this overtime push is for. But the hammer will ultimately come down on the people who need the jobs in some industries. You know, the restaurant industry especially would be hit by this. Service industries could be hit by it again. So it's sort of a double whammy for them. And it just depends. It depends on the company. We have thousands and thousands of companies. So what jobs are we talking about that they're where you're not getting paid overtime hours? What jobs are they? Comp time is the word that is thrown around a lot of companies. Comp time. So that you get the extra days off, so at least you get something in return, although what's tricky is taking the time. It used to be you had vacation or extra days or whatever, and it would roll over into the next year. Now they suck that away from you in a lot of places, and that I don't think that's fair. I think they should have rollover, especially if they're demanding you work. They can't possibly lose you here. They can't lose you there, so you can never take the time. If you can't take the time, then they need to let you roll that over. All right, here, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Ginger. Ginger says, first time, long time listener, missing plane is creepy to me. I just saw something on planes, and that plane, the French plane that disappeared, and then ultimately they found it, but it was years later. Do you think that's what's going to happen with the Malaysian plane? Yeah, I don't think so. I think this push to the Indian Ocean, the problem is it's so deep and there's so much territory. Can they find it? I mean, are they going to find it right away, or is it going to take time? I hope they find it. I do. I hope they find it so they can unravel what happened here. That would give some peace of mind, for what it's worth, to the people who lost people.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers in so many ways, my friends. Don't we already know that? We do. We know that. And I'll tell you what, one of the scarier numbers that I've seen is an inflation rate that is approaching 57%. Don't worry, I'm not talking about the U.S. I'm talking about Venezuela. There is a lesson in that, isn't there? Their economic woes are painful to see. And this is a country flooded with oil. What's the scoop on that? Violence between the pro and the anti-government protesters keep escalating. You knew it was trouble when Nicolas Maduro stepped in to succeed the late Hugo the Butcher Chavez as president. So these people aren't getting anything good in return. And nothing infuriated me more than to see, and I have to say it, you know, for some of the good things that he did for the people in Mississippi and in Haiti, the guys like Sean Penn, who embraced and liked Hugo Chavez while he was murdering people, putting X's on their houses, and they were lining up for rice and rationing. I didn't get that disconnect with the way that he treated people, why he was being embraced by American celebrities, a handful of them. Doesn't make any sense. So the commercial relationship with Venezuela accounts for 40% of Cuba's trade, or 18% of Cuba's gross domestic product. gee, you wonder why the Castro brothers were so tight with Chavez when he was alive. So if Venezuela were cutting Cuba loose completely or just even a little bit, it would topple their economy big time. I mean, it would contract maybe up to 7% or more. So this situation is serious, but don't lean on us. We're not going to help you. In fact, remember, they booted out. Maduro wanted our guys out and was accusing them, our ambassador and other diplomats, accusing the people of spying, the Americans who were there of spying. So we're not helping you out. We can't do much about that, but it's sad to see what's going on with the people because they're just getting kicked yet another time. All right, this is kind of a crazy thing, but, you know, when you talk about insurance policies, and, boy, we've certainly talked that to death, haven't we, when we talk about health insurance, but I just read something about this tech billionaire who bought a $201 million insurance policy, and the tech billionaire has now the most valuable life insurance policy ever that we know recorded. It was sold by a Santa Barbara company, and according to the Guinness World Records, that policy beats the previous one for $100 million for an unnamed American entertainer because they, you know, want to be anonymous. So they're not disclosing the name of the person, but they'll say is, a well-known billionaire living in Silicon Valley who's involved in the tech industry, and it would be paid out on his death. Who could that be? Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the Facebook guy, Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle. Seems like he can throw money up in the air, and if he wanted to be super responsible insurance-wise, he could afford that policy anyway. That's wild, isn't it? $201 million. Now, the part we don't know, which is what I would want to know, is who gets the money? So is it spouse, family, or is it, you know, somebody else down the line that's getting the money? It's pretty good, huh? I'd say it's pretty good. All right, let's keep on that history trail with numbers. We kind of got a thread going here. So in China, and I've never been, but in China you see the photographs and you see the opulent Buddhas and some of the amazing pieces of what really look like almost artwork from the various dynasties. And I saw a shot of this, of workers peeling off the gold foil and restoring an 800-year-old Buddhist statue that was on Mount Boding in China. It's stone carved, and it occupies, they say, like 300 feet on the mountain. And it goes all the way back to the Southern Song Dynasty, which is in the 1127-1279 era, right? And they say they started this in 2011, and they want to finish in the first half of 2015. Just 800 years old. And looking at it, I mean, I can't believe, and I know there's things we could say about China and then restoring this relic, but I just can't believe the craftsmanship that they had and how they put these things together, if you think about it, with what kind of tools. To me, that is just the most amazing thing when you compare what you see in, you know, things that are 800, 1,000 years old, thousands of years old. It's fascinating, and watching the way they restore it. So it makes this version of We Can Count, because 800 is the number. All right, now on to the stuff we've really been talking about, the 12 minutes. Flight 370 looks like, they're saying now, has been programmed at least 12 minutes before a verbal sign-off. That's the latest thing they're saying, that there was a route change that was programmed before the sign-off. Thus, you have all the theories about getting rid of the people, stocking something on the plane, hiding the plane, whatever, because this was purposeful. And there are things that we don't know about this investigation, but we know this. So the little bit that's pouring out, that would be pretty shocking. If they did it on purpose, that means they knew what they were doing, the pilot, the co-pilot. They have a thick door, the kind you have to punch in to get in. So were they in cahoots? What is the ultimate, you know, what was ultimately happened here? It's this time frame thing that makes it seem more like there's some kind of foul play here, some kind of terrorism. Because why would you program in a direction change when it was simply going from Kuala Lumpur to China in easy air, no problem? Why would you do that 12 minutes before the sign-off? Why would you program that in? It's hard to justify that. In fact, it's almost impossible to justify that. It doesn't make any sense. If there was something crazy happening, radar could have picked something up. Now, some flight experienced pilots are trying to say, well, they're trying to shoot that theory down. They're trying to say, well, we don't know specifically when it was entered. Well, now they're saying, no, 12 minutes before, this is when it changed. So either there's the 12 minutes or there's not. There's evidence that someone programmed the plane's computer. And the information surfaced corroborating that theory from one of the Malaysian investigators, that the missing plane veered off course in a deliberate act by somebody who knew what they were doing. They heard nothing suspicious or anything that would explain why the jet changed course. It makes sense if they went up and the people were deprived of oxygen and died, no cell phones, no anything, nobody has any idea. Then they dive back down again. They've lost that 12 minutes. They're off and out of sight. And that's it. It just is so crazy to believe the 777 Zippo. Now, these reports of seeing something in the air in the Maldives and a few other places, they're saying a similar thing. And, boy, this flight 370 is mind-boggling. It is. And talk about following the information. They better follow it, and they better follow it fast.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.